If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
100.7 The Wolf. Because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living, but it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
Okay, on the phone right now, this morning, is Isabel in Graham. Good morning, Isabel. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Good. Doing great. Thanks for calling in for Share Your Salary. And by the way, you are now entered to win some Megan Maroney tickets when she comes to the WAMU Theater next September.
Woohoo!
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. All right, and Isabel, all we know about you right now is you're a patient services representative.
Yes.
That's a good word you could roll your, really roll an R on, like a representative.
Know.
You know, oh. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Here's how this works. We're going to put a minute on the clock before he's going to ask you as many questions as we can. When we're done, we'll play a song. We're going to think it all over. We'll come back. Everyone will guess what we think you make, and then you're going to share your salary. Sound good?
Yep.
Patient services. I'm thinking medical, but I don't know.
Representative.
All right. Can you roll your R on representative? Ronnie? Yeah,
wow.
There you go. Yeah. It's nice.
A lot.
Feels good. Just try it in your car right now. Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Gabe. If you're ready, begin.
Do you work for a hospital?
Technically, yes.
Okay, but do you work on the patient side of it with the financial part?
No.
Oh.
What part do
yeah,
you
what
work
do you,
on?
We should just ask that question.
I am technically actually a phlebotomist. They just give us a fancy title, so I draw blood.
Oh my goodness, good for you. How nice is it when somebody like me walks in with a big old fat veiny caterpillar vein that you can just dive into?
It is the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that thinks phlebotomist sounds like lobotomy? It really freaks me out.
No, you're not the only one.
Is that an actual question?
Yeah.
How long have you been a phlebotomist?
3 years.
Good for you.
How old are you?
26.
How many people would you say pass out a week when you're doing what you do?
In my lab, like, not once a week. Not even once a week.
Oh. What do you do if they pass out?
Smelling
salts?
Buzzer went off. We can always get to that in the follow-up conversation, okay. What to do. Because, Gabe, you're one of those people that kind of passes out. Gabe gets a little queasy.
I did have to get smelling salts once.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's next level.
I literally almost passed out.
Okay, if you're listening and you think you know what Isabel is making as a patient services rep or just a phlebotomist, 253-642-WOLF, go ahead and text in your guesses. Put your name where you live on those, please. We're going to use them as our guesses, and you're going to find out in 3 minutes right after the song what Isabel makes coming up next.
100.7 The Wolf. Because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living, but it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
On the phone with us is Isabel. She lives in Graham. She is a patient services representative, and that's basically a phlebotomist. What else did we just learn, Gabe?
She's been there for 3 years. She's 26 years old. Stop looking at your vein.
I'm tapping my vein
don't
right
tap
now.
Your vein.
I'm squeezing my hand.
I don't like that.
Pump the vein.
She said
I've got
that
the pump.
Less than one person passes out a week.
Okay.
And phlebotomy sounds like lobotomy.
That was not what she said. That's what you said.
No, that's what she said.
Okay, fine. All right. So I believe, Gabe, you're up. You were the winner the last time we played. What do you think?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I have a gut feeling, and also Micah in Seattle texted this in, but I think it's in the 70 range, and so I'm going to go 74.
74. Okay, not too bad. Captain Ron, what do you think?
Okay, so because they changed her job title, I feel like they give her a fancy job title for a lower pay scale. That seems to be the trend that I've noticed.
Yeah.
So Haley and Sumner, on her way to school, she said 53.
Okay, 74 and 53, big jump there. I can't help but going in between, and I'm going to do it with my man Cruz, who's in Seattle. He is 10 years old, and he's going to put it right at the old industry average, which is about 62. So I'm going to jump in there at 62. Our guesses then officially are 53, 62, and 74, but we really don't have any idea. Isabel, that's about it's time. Tell everybody how much you actually make as a phlebotomist. Time to share your salary.
$49,317 a year.
Are you feeling like that's industry average? Or are we just overshooting what you do?
I think it's about average, maybe just slightly under, because like on our pay scale, I'm still pretty low because I only have the 3 years experience. It goes up to like 18 years.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I got to tell you, like, man, we've had to have Jude, my son who's seven, we've had to have his blood drawn a couple of times. And that, yeah. I don't know how you do kids, because you can't even see their veins.
I would hate that
job. It's the hate. I would pay anybody. You guys should be making so much more money to do that. Do you have to do kids a lot?
Yeah, we're right by a hospital, and there's a bunch of pediatric clinics near us, so we do kids daily.
Has anyone ever, like, smacked you as you're trying to put the needle in?
No, but they'll grab my other arm.
Oh.
Really? That's what makes your job more
problematic.
Difficult.
Yeah.
Why did
they'll just like grab me and I'm like, oh.
Why did they give you this job title?
Because we do more than just poking. Like, we register them, we contact the providers if we need to, we start the beginning of the processing of the blood. We don't just poke patients. Okay. Like LabCorp, they just poke patients.
Has any patient ever tried to hit on you while you were phlebotomizing?
Probably, but I'm pretty blind to that.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah, that's an odd place to do it, but guys are guys, man. They'll shoot their shot, you know?
Men don't think.
No, they don't.
No.
All right. Well, Isabel, you're in the running for the Megan Maroney tickets, and we really appreciate you calling in and sharing your salary. And last question, do you enjoy what you do?
Yeah, I do. It's
awesome.
Fun.
You
awesome.
Deserve a raise.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you got to ask for a little more money. Get you up to 60.
Thank you.
Tell them we said so.
Gabe endorsed this.
Yeah.
She stamped it. So, all right, Isabel, good luck on the tickets to see Megan, and we really appreciate you, and keep on doing a great job.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.